Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we come to you today thankful, grateful, and so in awe of your wondrous love to us. God, thank you that you work in us, Lord, and you're working your good pleasure in us, Lord, as we yield to you. Now, Lord, just come and sup with us this day. God, we ask that, but you're so ready to give it to us. Hallelujah. You prepared this meal before the ages passed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, help us all to have a vision of that glory this morning. If anybody's visiting here today, Lord, let the love of God just hit them. Praise God. Lord, it's about you. Thank you, Jesus, that we're freely invited, that you're pleading, come, and to come boldly today. Lord, show yourself mighty. God, enlighten our eyes. Give us a vision this morning like never before. God, draw us on, Lord, into your Son. May the Spirit anoint. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your love. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Well, if you'd open up your Bibles with me, we're going to turn to the book of Proverbs today. And I'd like you to turn to the third chapter. And we'll read verses 11 and 12. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. And it says there, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction." He's speaking to all of us. Let's go back and read that. I know you just wanted to tune into verse 12 instead, but let's go back and read verse 11 again. "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord." Sweetest times, brothers and sisters. "Neither be weary of his correction, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." Now I'd like you to turn over to chapter 4, and let's read the first half of verse 1. "Hear." Pay attention. This is a call. "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father." Praise God. What a precious gift to be a dad. What a precious gift to be a dad. Hallelujah. One of the greatest treasures to my life. But also, dads, what an awesome responsibility that we have. There are some that say that a dad may be the greatest influence on all of society. How an adult, when they grow up, interacts with others often correlates exactly with how their dad interacted and responded with them. And today, brothers and sisters, it is so evident, I believe, in the Word of God, and the Lord has turned my heart there. And I hope you'd understand this transcends far beyond, in a sense, natural dads here. We're talking about having hearts as fathers, having the very love of God in us that is there to nurture, to care, and truly, as we'll see in this message, I believe, to stand, to withstand, and having done all, stand. Praise God. But I believe it's more evident probably and revealed in Brother David and his children. Now we know and have rejoiced in time and time again, and I pray we continue to always rejoice, in that Brother David was the man after God's very own heart. I'm so thankful to God with all of the things that brother went through. The Lord marked him. He said, "That's a man after my own heart." And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. When God has defined a man after his own heart, pay attention to that. Go in there and glean from a life. Go learn. We want messages. We want things to look at and people to put up on a let me tell you something, on some type of an idol, and we never to do that anyways. It's Christ Jesus, but it's the work of Christ in this brother that gave him a man after God's own heart, and we need to pay attention to that. And this was a brother, praise God, that was the singer of many songs. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to remind us again, don't neglect so great salvation. That's complete redemption. Praise the Lord. That's saved from all things. And I'm believing that there's a message in here today in this life of Brother David that we can glean a lesson here that David, as a man after God's own heart, he still missed some wondrous opportunity with his children. He missed some wondrous opportunity with his children. And God encouraged his heart to be bold in the Lord, to have the Holy Spirit write about it. And it's very evident in 2 Samuel 13. I'm not going to read from it today. I'm just going to make some notes of it. But he missed wondrous opportunity with his children because in critical moments, brothers and sisters, and we face these today, he chose not to take the time to be a godly dad. It was amazing how godly he ruled the people. But then on the other hand, it was just as amazing how often he neglected his own home. Now, sometimes we don't like to hear that, but it's in the Word of God and we're going to glean from it today. It's not to look at the brother and say, oh my goodness. No, God wrote through him. He used him as an example. You know what? It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way because you have today. You have today to make choices. You have today to yield to God. Today that God may make the difference. And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. You see, brothers, and I say to my sisters as well, too, because it's happening with moms. We're in a time where moms and dads don't have a natural affection anymore. And I mean it. I'm talking about a real love for their children. I'm so grateful to God that the Lord, in His might and in His faithfulness, is bringing that back in many. I'm not giving up. It's not giving up on society. I'm not giving up on God because, again, as we said earlier, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Amen. And it's the same stand that He's called us to, brothers and sisters. But, brothers, we can be in a home physically, but we can be so emotionally and mentally detached from the household, it might even be better off that I wasn't even there. Now, that's not an excuse to go, but being there physically doesn't cut it. It doesn't. There's a follow through. There's being filled with all the fullness of God. And there's a godliness going on, brothers and sisters, that the Lord wants us to receive of Him in all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, which you already have. But often we get too busy trying to make ends meet, don't we? And then yet we try to make it up with the kids and wives with compromise. One of the greatest tools of the devil, instead of continuing to stand in the Lord. Have you ever caught yourself trying to compromise with feeling, with emotion? Maybe compromise because I feel guilty on how selfish I've been with myself. And now I'm going to bring goodly instead of godly into my home. What do you think of that? Was it worth replacing for me in my house? We will serve the Lord. Oh, God, help us. I want you to have a wonderful home. More importantly, God wants you to have a wonderful home. And it all begins, continues, and ends with, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Brother Joshua knew something. People wanted it a different way. This was a leader. He wasn't talking about the kingdom. It's going to start with me and my home. As for me and my house. Praise God, we are going to serve the Lord. You talk about bringing the greatest gift to your family. Wake up. You see, brothers and sisters, when our work or our livelihood becomes our calling, or we try to please our family instead of pleasing God, there's going to be a great price to pay. A great price to pay. I pray you don't shut off to this. Let God convict you this morning, brothers and sisters, and I mean that. See, while David was out ruling Israel, his kids were assaulting and murdering one another in his own home. You never read that? Amazing what's in the Word of God. You'll find it, as I said earlier, in 2 Samuel chapter 13. David's son Amnon, in case you didn't know in this chapter, his own son took his sister and raped her, Tamar. All right. And then Absalom, another brother in the family, was so angry, he went and had Amnon murdered, all under the watch of David. And if that wasn't pain enough for this brother, and I say, dear brother, after each atrocity, after each one of these events, He failed to discipline his children in love. Have you ever found yourself, oh, I just can't do it. It's too hard. Well, let me tell you something. You better face the battle now, or there's a war that's going to roll you right over. And that's in everything that we have in our lives, but especially in our homes. We can try to be nice. I'm telling you, you'll never read anything about nice in the Word of God that came from the Lord. It's love. It's love. It's not how you're going to comprehend it, because this mind right here will comprehend everything against the will of God. Man has reasoned God out of everything. Everything. Dr. Spock brought in a great way to raise children, didn't he? And look what we have today. Apart from God, it would be over right now. Know it. Know it. There's still godly men and women that are raising families in a godly way. And don't give it up. Stand in the gap. Stand in the gate. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it is worth it all. And it never stops. Parenting never stops. It continues on and on. Just because kids hit 18 doesn't mean, well, Mom, that's it. Wasn't that great? We finished and let's just go away. Get on out of here. I don't want to have anything else to do with you. I put in my time. Well, if that was your attitude to begin with, you never put in any time. You failed from the very beginning. This isn't easy to give, but it's necessary. And I thought Brother was going to pat me on the back this morning. I pray you realize you're in the hand of the living God. You're in the hand of the Father of fathers. And He's pleading with you with the gift that He's given you. Be a godly dad. Be a godly man. Huh? Amen? I want a godly house. I want godly children. But it just doesn't magically happen. It's a garden that needs to be tended every day, every moment. It needs to be weeded. There are ingredients that need to go in it all the time. It needs to be well watered. It needs to be weeded. It needs to be watched. It just doesn't look good and then automatically grow. It does not work that way. That's what the world tells us now in pretty much anything and everything we do. It's all automatic pilot. Well, you know what? They're finding out that these planes that have so much technology, even right now, they have such an automatic pilot that sometimes they sense things that are wrong on autopilot and the plane starts to come apart. That's what happened over the waters there. They're finding out. Instead of realizing, and I will say this not to stroke my brother, but you got pilots that are trained like a Brother Ty, that they seem to kind of discard and say, oh, we can do it better. Huh? That's the day and the age we live in. I like handcrafted. How about you? I like being the workmanship of the Father. How about you? I don't want anybody else touching my life. I don't want anybody else touching my kids. I want God's hand on my kids. I want God's hand in my home. I don't want man's philosophy in there. I don't want your goodness running rampant with the devil's tricks in my home. Let him speak to you today. But brothers and sisters, Amnon, after he raped his sister, the law was he should have been put to death. Well, I'm sure each one of us are saying, well, I couldn't do that either. Well, maybe you couldn't have, but what's the Lord telling you? Let it speak to you. Come on now. Temporal kindness in our homes opens up to steal and to kill and to destroy. David's failure to correct his children brought great grief. These are hard choices, aren't they? It's not easy to be a parent. I'm one. It's a battle every single day. Sometimes you get weary. There's a lot of single parents out there too. But you know what? I don't care if you got a tag team or you're thinking you're all by yourself. Oh no, you're never alone. Let me tell you something. You give your kids over to God. You give your home over to the Lord. And there's somebody that fights for you so hard. Do you know a praying mom on her knees has a conviction working in her kids that they can't get away from the things of God? It's amazing. I couldn't even have fun doing bad because mom was home praying for me. Every time I would go out and I knew I wanted to do this, I would take the step to do it. And it was so wonderful how the Spirit hit my heart. Oh, gosh, I can't do it. Lord, why? Can I just have a little fun? Oh, my goodness. And the fun I've had in Jesus. Oh, He let me touch some of that so-called fun. And it's been a sadness to my heart. But see, He's taken that away too. But thanks be to God if you're tendered enough to respond to conviction. Thanks be to God. I'm telling you, thank Him for that. And I'll tell you what, if you've grown stone cold to it, get on your knees and be convicted today. Lord, soften my heart. It's a better way. It's a better way. A conscience that God can work with is a better way. A conscience that is seared with the rod of hot iron. There's no way in. It's shut up. It's not going to receive. Except steal, kill, and destroy. That's all it's going to do. So, here we go. By David not correcting that son who raped his sister, it threw his sister into a great depression. It says that she was left desolate. Never really mentions anything more what happened to that dear lady. I hope we understand how severe a rape can be. And I mean that. But more importantly, what God is dealing with here is that we need to deal with things in our home. A lot of times we want to deal with my neighbor's stuff. Oh, can you imagine my brother and his household? I've got to go over there and correct this. Or I'm going to go to your garden and I'm going to show you how to hoe. Don't look back at my garden because I got weeds this high. But that doesn't really matter because I know you got something in your eye that I've got to get to. And oh, now wait a second here. It told me in the Word of God, you know, I need to get that out of my eye first. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. These are the words of life. This is how things start to happen in your life and move us into the perfect will of God. But see, Tamar was left in deep depression. Amnon, he even grew more wicked because he wasn't corrected. See, the law was that, okay, if we're going to overlook that, if I raped her, I'm going to take her into my home. And even though she's my half-sister, she's going to become my wife. I will bring her in as one. But he was so wicked, and Tamar even told him, what you did to me was wicked, but more, what's more wicked is you're throwing me out of your home. You're casting me out. So here's Amnon, not corrected of the rape. And then what does he do? Sin begat sin. And it grows worse. And when it's not corrected, it will fester and it will grow. A little leaven leavens the whole lump, brothers and sisters. Your house is on fire. How many rooms do you want to go up? The whole thing? Is it going to be a life of wood, hay, and stubble? Or is it time to start treasuring precious stone? Well, let me tell you something. To mine precious stone, you got to dig deep. It takes time. Not work on your part. But God working in you, and let me tell you something, He'll exercise you just fine, won't He? Yeah, He does. Praise God. He'll press you out of measure in this walk, and He really will. So, that sin went on, and then the hatred was conceived, like you can't believe, in another brother named Absalom. A hatred so great that it wound up murdering his own brother. Come on. I look at this and I think, oh my goodness, what could have been? The tide that could have been turned at the moment it started to happen. Lord, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Huh? A little foxes spoil the vine, brothers and sisters. It creeps in and it keeps on going. The tide that could have been turned by a dad who said, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Dads, are you listening? I'm sorry, and I was wrong. This dad listened last night. I didn't go to bed till 2 in the morning. The Lord had given me this sermon. And last night, starting at about 11 o'clock at night, I started living this sermon. And there was something that happened in my home. Now, it wasn't a great big incident, as people would see. But I couldn't go to sleep, because a conviction was going on. And I laid there and I said, now, Lord, let me just get over this and go to bed. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, upon your anger. When you can fall asleep, when things are burning, God help you. Stay up, watch. Stay up, pray. Stay up and even wake your son up and say, son, we got to talk. I'm in training. How about you? Oh, I got so much to learn. That shouldn't worry you that I'm preaching to you, really. It should thrill you. I always want to be able to learn from God. And the more I learned, I realized, Lord, I hadn't seen nothing yet. Got so much more to go. But I don't get overwhelmed in that because I got a faithful Father, see. And He said, I'm going to perfect that in you, son. I'm going to finish that good work that I've begun in you, son. And if you really come after me and you'll run, I'll even let you finish it with joy. See, a joyful finish, brother, is coming across that line and saying, oh, I'm thankful to God. I'm glad I did. Amen. Not coming across that line and saying, oh, I'm just glad to get out of here. Pretty much anybody I know that knows about heaven and how to get there, that's about what they think. Oh, I'm just going to be glad to get out of here. Woo, kick my feet up after this one. That's going to be good. I see a prize. I do. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Got to hurry along. Trying to please our families at the expense of ignoring the will of God robs us, brothers and sisters. I've often seen dads and moms trying to replace spending time with wife and kids with gifts and vacations. That may suffice for a time, but the cost of squandered opportunity, you never get it back, do you? You don't. It's gone. Gone. But see, God has given you today. And today's the day. Today's the day. Today's always the day. And I could just even rest on my laurels and miss today by saying, oh, look at all the time I spent with my kids. Oh, what a great dad I've been. But what about today? Because today's the day that I live in. Today's the day that God's dealing with your heart to say, okay, we're going to come now? Are we going to stop? Are we going to continue on the path that we've gone all this time and wasted all this time? Or is it time to truly? We talk about change in this world. This is change for forever. For forever. And ever and ever and ever. These are the things that we leave with our children. Money's going to be gone. Oh, a good name, all those things. The Word of God endures. Ever and ever. Don't let things ruin us, brothers and sisters. Don't. May we set our affections on the things above. And not just for me, but for my family. God's given you those little ones. God's given you those children. They may even be bigger than you now. Might even be a little bit more weak. I don't know. Some of us have lived a long time here. Never stop parenting. Never stop having the heart of a father. Praise God. See, letting sin reign in our homes and conceive has dire consequences. Even though a Christian is free from sin, its presence in our lives has devastating and lasting effects. It just does. The consequences of sin is an awful thing. I know it. God turned the battle for us. Lord, let us get into this. So what is it? It's be the daddy as the prodigal's daddy. Remember that prodigal son? That's the daddy to be. And we'll wrap it up here real quick. The rebellious, the little ornery son, he left the kingdom, didn't he? He left the kingdom, if you know the story. Broke his daddy's heart, but his daddy was never moved. His daddy was never moved. He stood still. He stood upon the rock that was higher than he was. I'm going to stand and I'm not going to be moved. Because this is where it's going to happen. This is where glory's going to strike. This is how it's going to be. God, help me to get rid of this mind that's going to contrive all these plans and how I'm going to gather everything back up. Let me tell you something. The Word of God already says it's going to be gathered in one name, and that's in the name of Jesus Christ. And I can live that promise right now today. God, gather my home in the name of Jesus. Who can come against that name? I challenge you. Who can come up against that? No one. In the name of Jesus, the enemy has to slither away. It is written, enemy, behold the Lamb. Get on out of here. I don't care what you think you're doing. I don't care that you think you're confusing ones. I'm standing upon the rock and glory happens here. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? God, how could we sit here and not want that in our families? How long are we going to let this go on? That prodigal dad, he didn't move one step out that door. He stayed with the stuff. He stayed with the balm in Gilead that I'm going to tell you, if you'll apply it in your home, it will work. It will fix it. It will renew it. It makes all things new. I don't care how deep the hurt. I don't care how fresh the wound. I don't care about the ones that are picking at it. Put the balm of Gilead, Jesus Christ, in your home. And I'm going to tell you, He will heal it. And He has healed it. Praise God, when He said, by my stripes you're healed, don't just limit that to your body. Get your mind in there. Get your kids in there. Get your work in there. Get your relationships in there. Get everything in there. Do you realize how expansive, never ending, the healing power of God is? I got hope. How about you? Oh, I got hope. I'm abounding in hope. Oh, you think you fenced me in? Oh, no, you haven't. God's going to show Himself mighty now. Watch this. Watch what He's going to do now. Come on. Huh? Yeah, you think that, devil, you've got my kids over here and you've got them doing this and that. You watch. I've turned them over to God. I'm turning my life really over to God, and that's what's going to be. See, there's some people living that here. That's what happens. And sometimes He takes your whole life and He'll keep you in that furnace with it. It's the only way you are ever going to stay upon your knees before the throne. Is that worth it to you? The world's influence wasn't coming in the kingdom. And that dad wasn't going into the world to fellowship with his son. There's no fellowship in there. How many times I've heard, well, at least we're doing it together. Oh, that's great. You all can go into spontaneous combustion together. That makes a lot of sense. Let's just ignite it all. Son, I'll get the gas. You get the matches and let's just go at it. I'm telling you, that's how stupid it is. It's insane. It is. It's not the plan of God. Be a parent. Be a parent. You've heard me say it before. Son, I am not your friend. I am so beyond your friend. So beyond. So beyond. Closer than a brother, God has brought us. I'm your dad. Isn't that wonderful? I'm your dad. And so this is what this daddy did. He stood. But yet every moment that he was in that kingdom, he never forgot about his son. Oh no, it just ached on his heart. He was upon his knees all of the time. He stood and he prayed. He stood and he prayed. He was ready to embrace him. He was so ready to embrace him, the story ends up that his dad always had not just a robe, the best robe. Isn't that awesome? He had the best robe. He had the food all prepared. He took the best of it. And he had a ring. Can you imagine that, daddy? Now, moms and dads. And if the Lord tarry, I don't know, I might be there too. I pray. Because I know what's pulling at these kids. From every direction. We are in the greatest time of the fight of faith. You're battling a computer and an internet every single moment. But if he be for me, who can be against me? But it's the same stand. Come on. Don't give it up. Just give it up to him. Say, Lord, we're going to stand in this thing. See, it's even more mightier than the Red Sea. You're going to part the Pacific Ocean out here for me. We're not just going to go across on dry ground right now. It's going to be the bridge of bridges. Golden Gate's not going to look anything like that. That's the bridge he's building today for us. It's more mightier. It's more incredible. Because the evil of man has even waxed worse and worse, hasn't it? Yes, it has. Coming at us in so many ways. But brothers and sisters, this is it. And he stood there and he prayed. And he had these things, but most importantly, he had the kiss. And as he saw and he looked for that son every moment, he saw him in the window coming back. And he ran. And he ran, and he ran. And he embraced him, fell upon him, and kissed him. Now, does that sound familiar? Does it? That's how the Father meets you, and 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 me, every single day. Ye that are without sin, go ahead and cast the first stone. You're living in a glass house. Be real careful. But ye that are spiritual, let the feast begin. I like eating. It was shown pretty well not too long ago. But I love to eat. And let the feast begin. Because you know what, dads? You've got today. You've got today. And there's a beautiful thing about today. Today is never too late. Never too late. Today is never too late. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. It's a sweet time of worship that we have with you. God, you're tugging at hearts this morning. Thankful for all these daddies and moms and grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunts and friends and older brothers and sisters that have taken the role and taken the part of a father in the home. God, let it be the Father of all fathers, the Father. Oh, very God of very God that would dwell in our homes. Lord, give us the strength, Lord, to call to you. Give us tender hearts that want to fall down before you and say, Lord, rule and reign in me and rule and reign in my home. Help these brothers to fight the good fight of faith. Help them not to grow weary in well-doing. Help them to see the responsibility and the beauty in a child God. Help them to stand and withstand and having done all to stand. Help them to live the love of God. Help them to be a testimony of truth and love. Help them to have a forgiving spirit. Help them, Lord God, to forgive even as you forgive. Lord, thank you for this time. We give it to you. We thank you for every life. In the name of Jesus, amen.